When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe Lapinto is calling in now. Sheriff, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. We've been looking forward to hearing from you and hopefully getting some more answers to what happened Wednesday night. What can you tell us?
Hey, look, it's a horrible, tragic situation, but I'm not going to let deputies be blamed for other people's actions. You know, the fact of it is we keep calling them shoplifters, but that is not the case in it at all. This is actually a second-degree robbery. When three or more people go in and do these systematic, grab-and-go type things, the legislature's made it very, very clear that this is a second-degree robbery and what they did, and they'll be charged with that on our end. They took off from it. Our deputies didn't really catch up to them until on I-10 itself. The pursuit from when the lights went on in the car to when we turned them off was about a minute. And then what ends up happening is we absolutely, under state law, have the right to pursue any fleeing suspect. In Jefferson Parish, our more restrictive, and we require it to be a suspected felony. In this case, it is certainly a suspected felony under the not only the value of the theft that's being stolen, but also because of the second-degree robbery.
Well, then, Sheriff, why call off the pursuit then?
Because we do that often. I mean, let's be real. You take things into consideration. In this case, they were driving at such a speed that the car was even already out of my officers when it was called off. You can't even see the vehicle in the dash cam when my supervisor got on the radio in order to close it off. The car was already out of sight. They turned when they got the radio call to 1082, which is the on that pumping station right past Canal Boulevard. The car was already out of sight at that point in time, according to our dash cam, and the dash cam shows that the lights went off at that period of time.
So what do we do? What do we do going forward, Sheriff? And we have very little time here.
Look, we hold the people that run from police responsible. At the end, this is a robbery that should be upgraded to second-degree murder and not manslaughter in the city of Orleans because they were involved in a felony, an enumerated felony, and you hold them responsible for what it is. But certainly the police are going out and do their job, and they did it correctly that day. They did everything right, and not only did they not need to chase, they chose not to chase. They chose not to suffer a liability. They didn't have to stop.
All right, Sheriff, your phone is breaking up and we're out of time, so we're going to call you back and we'll continue this conversation with Joe Lapinto at another time because there are so many questions, so many situations here that need to be addressed, not only in Jefferson Parish, but nationwide with these chase policies. This is WWL New Orleans, WWL FM, Kenner, New Orleans.